Federal prosecutors in Boston, who are trying to persuade a jury to impose the death penalty on an admitted killer, have called their final witnesses. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, their testimony about the violent and brutal crimes of Gary Lee Sampson left jurors in tears.
"People ask me how many children I have," Michael Rizzo told the prosecutor. "If I say I have three, the conversation takes a turn. But I can't say two." A short man under a tall cloud of grief long unresolved, Rizzo told these jurors the story of his first child, Jonathan, just as he had told another set of jurors some 13 years ago, before their verdict was overturned. "It's the story of a radiant son, accomplished and caring. He said he wanted to change the world, and I expect that he would have tried," said the father. On a diagonal slant from the short man was a big defendant, Gary Lee Sampson, but dwarfed by the enormity of his crimes and the character of his victims and their families.
Oh my God,
don't hurt me," Sampson recalled Jonathan Rizzo's reaction after Sampson had pulled out a razor-sharp 5-inch Remington knife. The jurors had heard Sampson's taped confession after his arrest in 2001. Talking to the cops, Sampson called the young man Howdy Doody. Rizzo had stopped to offer the hitchhiker a ride, and in his recorded confession, the hitchhiker said the murder was premeditated.
"I told him I was going to tie him up and let him go."
Flat-voiced and matter-of-fact, Sampson had been like a cat playing with a captured mouse. Rizzo's mother told the jurors, "Jonathan would call me whenever he saw rainbows." The jurors smiled and even laughed. In the 11th day of testimony and weary from the recitation of stabbings and strangulations, they liked the Rizzo family. The son and his mom even had their own song. But inevitably, the prosecutors led the witnesses to that day in July 2001. And the acts in Sampson's confession for which the prosecutors are seeking death.
"I tied him to a tree, stabbed him."
How scared he must have felt that night, Michael Rizzo reflected. A father thinking of his obligation to his children even after they have grown up. "Somehow, I failed to protect him." Mary Rizzo said the song she and Jonathan chose for each other was from James Taylor. "But that song was a mistake. Because it says they'll hurt you and desert you. They'll take your soul if you let them." Jurors were crying now, both men and women. Sampson barely moved, slightly hunched, as he had been when the prosecution played his confession. "I wouldn't kill a woman," Sampson told the cop, and so he didn't want to see the photo of Jonathan's girlfriend. The jurors, who will decide whether Sampson deserves execution, heard Jonathan's brothers tell them about rubbing their mother's back as she lay face down, crying, in the months that followed. The courtroom was drained. People cried in the gallery. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz welled up in tears. The last words were from Jonathan's mother. Upon the shattering news, she had begged to see her son. And when the police would not take her to the crime scene, she had given them a blanket. "I just wanted him covered up. I wanted my hands on that blanket and my love to put on him." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.